Celebrate Valentine's Day. Order your love horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Libra, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, February the 10th, and the whole week ahead. So much going on now, it's difficult to know where to begin because, you know, by the end of the week, Thursday, in fact, there's going to be a huge eclipse in the sign of Aquarius, and boy, is that going to change your life. It's going to start a domino effect of change, which will last for the next 6 months. So for today, why don't you start to concentrate on areas of your life where change is nigh? That's your love life and your creative output and children. Here's your Sunday stars. You know, Venus, your ruling planet, moved into Pisces yesterday. We almost missed it with the prelude of the big eclipse coming. But Venus moving into Pisces is for you very, very important because it's going to glamorize a part of your life that normally you don't want glamorized. That's your health. And anything to do with your health now is going to be so important. And Venus in that position can help you overcome problems and difficulties that can now make you feel healthier, more fit, and more with it. Here's your Monday stars. Concentrate on home and family affairs now. A load of very nice aspects. So there's something that's been trivialized or something that's just been getting under your skin at home or with a relative, then you can really start to work things out today. Have a chat, talk about things. Don't be put off by the fact that it could change the dynamic or the relationship, because maybe that's what's needed now. Here's your Tuesday stars. With the moon squaring Uranus, you do have to be careful of tension between you and somebody else, especially in a relationship or a work situation. There's something not quite right. The problem is the aspect that could help, which is Mercury and Jupiter, could mean that other people egg you on from the sidelines, but you get yourself into a worse situation simply because you follow what other people say rather than your own advice. Here's your Wednesday stars. Lovely, fantastic energy to greet the eclipse tomorrow. And it's all about you being different and using that difference that you have. We're all individuals. We're all different from the rest. And only you know what makes you different from others. Don't follow the flock. You need to be a leader. You need to do things differently when it comes to love, when it comes to your creative and artistic side, and certainly when it comes to children. Here's your Thursday stars. It's here, a massive eclipse in the sign of Aquarius. You need to check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's your fifth house, and your fifth house is your affairs of the heart and your heart's desire. Over the next 6 months, you can achieve your heart's desire more than at any other time in your life. So what is it that your heart wants? What is it that you desire most? Because that's what I want you to concentrate on more than anything else, because then you will get what you've always wanted. And here's your Friday stars. Yesterday's Venus Saturn would have gone unattended simply because of the hugeness of the eclipse, which of course is going to change the next 6 months of your life. But Venus is doing good things for you now. Remember what I said earlier in the week, fitness, health, concentrate on those things that you've just let go, whether it's your weight, whether it's your, well, anything really to do with health matters. But also work and business will benefit from your artistic and creative approach.